Hare Krishna, a Bhakta Roman says, is this expression in Vrindavan, Krishna is not God, correct? The answer is no. Krishna is God everywhere. He's God in Vrindavan, he's God outside Vrindavan, he's God inside the atom and outside the atom. He's God everywhere because he's God. So it's not correct to say that. That Krishna doesn't behave like the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and hardly, because it's not that he doesn't show his opulence in Vrindavan, he also manifests his opulence. For instance, he showed to Brahma, turned all the cowherd boys into Narayans, from whom Brahmas and Shivas were emanating. So in Vrindavan, Krishna does, but generally he doesn't manifest his potency, and generally he's not aware of his divinity. But inconceivable to us, at the same time he is aware of his divinity. In other words, Krishna both forgets and remembers who he is. We don't function like that. We either forget something or remember something. We don't remember and forget at the same time. But that's a chinta beda beda tattva, simultaneous oneness and difference. Krishna simultaneously remembers his divinity and acts as the Supreme Lord, and simultaneously forgets. But sometimes one aspect dominates over the other. Of these features, and in Vrindavan that forgetfulness is the general characteristic, but that doesn't make him any less God. In fact, that's when his full feature of Godhood, because his full feature of personality is manifest. His personal nature is thus most fully manifest in Vrindavan. So we need to be careful that when we say things, that things are spoken in context, and that contextual expression of things is important. What's the even if in a particular statement it is just said, in Vrindavan Krishna is not God, then even if such a statement exists, then we have to see the greater context. What about the rest of scripture? Ishvara Paramakrishna Sachir Ananda Vigraha. So here it is stated that Krishna is God. Krishna's divinity in Vrindavan is certainly there, but it should be seen in the context of so many other statements about Krishna. And that's the correct way of addressing things. Otherwise, arguments arise amongst devotees. Otherwise, non-devotees or young devotees become misled. How is it possible that Krishna is not God? No, Krishna enjoys his loving exchange with those devotees who relate to him primarily to his personality rather than his divinity in Vrindavan. He doesn't manifest his godhood as he does everywhere, but just because he doesn't manifest it doesn't mean that he's not God. Krishna is always God, and that is something that the world is very much in need of, the knowledge of knowing that God is a Supreme Person, and that Supreme Person is Krishna. Hare Krishna.